a dispute over whether the University of Washington could tear down an old building on campus has led to the resolution of a decades-old debate. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled that the UW has to abide by the City of Seattle's landmark preservation laws. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
UW and Seattle have debated this issue since the city put their landmark preservation laws in place. They basically came to the understanding that they'd agree to disagree. Then UW decided they wanted to tear down the Moore Hall Annex, which once housed a nuclear reactor, to build a computer science space. The city and preservationists said it was protected as a potential landmark. UW said the city's ordinance didn't apply to them, so they went to court. An initial ruling by a lower court sided with UW, and the old nuclear reactor building was torn down last year. But because of the Supreme Court ruling this week, Assistant Seattle City Attorney Roger Wynn said the school had only won the battle over the old building.
But in doing so, they've, conceded the larger war over the question of application of our development regulations to the campus.
Wynn says the dispute between the two institutions has been amicable, and Mike McCormick, a spokesman for the UW on this issue, agrees.
This always was a friendly, I'm going to put friendly in quotes, a friendly lawsuit where we're really trying to get some clarity on a disagreement that has been a longstanding disagreement.
McCormick says they welcome the clarity from the court, and they're actively working with the city to create a list of buildings that could have historical significance. The ruling could impact the university's campus master plan moving forward. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.